From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama signs the health care overhaul bill today in what is sure to be a landmark event for his presidency. His top advisor, David Axelrod, tells NBC's Today show the administration does need to fully explain the bill's benefits. And he says the White House tried to work hard with Republicans and will continue that.
We want to work with anyone who wants to work with us, Republicans and Democrats. This health care bill was informed by ideas of Republicans as well as Democrats. We owe it to the country to work together.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has another message. He says Republicans will try to block a package of modifications to the bill from moving easily through the Senate. The health care bill will soon become law, placing new restrictions on insurance companies. But Senate Republicans tell NPR that the Obama administration's plan to oust private lenders from the federal student loan program is not a done deal. Here's NPR's Claudio Sanchez with a report on what's driving the opposition and those in favor.
Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee, says the U.S. Education Department's takeover of the federal student loan program will overcharge student borrowers billions of dollars a year by keeping interest rates high. And for that reason alone, says Alexander, many senators should and will object when the Obama administration's direct lending proposal comes up for a vote.
They're going to have about a $61 billion profit, and instead of giving it back to the students, they're going to spend it on government, including the health care bill. Not a done deal.
Democrats in both the House and Senate disagree. They say not all, but most of the savings are going back into financial aid for the neediest college students. And if Congress wants to give students a break on interest rates, only lawmakers can make that change down the road by lowering the fixed rate on student loans. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
New research confirms that substituting certain vegetable oils for the animal fats in your diet is better for heart health than eating no fat at all. NPR's Deborah Franklin has a summary of the Harvard study.
Researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health pooled the data from 8 big, careful studies that asked volunteers to replace much of the saturated fat in their diet with polyunsaturated vegetable oil. The results were striking. Simply swapping out half the bad fat and replacing it with the good reduced the risk of heart disease by about 10%. Doctors have been beating the bad fat drum for nearly 60 years. Eating too much saturated fat, the kind that's in butter, cheese, meat, and palm oil, clogs your arteries and boosts your risk of heart attack and stroke. But the Harvard scientists say many people, including doctors, have underestimated the benefits of eating polyunsaturated fats like soybean oil, peanut, and corn oil. So take care, they say. Don't leave those good fats out. Deborah Franklin, NPR News.
Stocks are up in early trading. This is NPR News. A 4-star Marine general denies a lawyer influenced the handling of a case linked to the killing of 24 civilians in Haditha, Iraq. Eric Anderson of member station KPBS in San Diego has details from a court-martial hearing.
General James Mattis spent 2 hours on the stand in the preliminary hearing. He told the panel that he wasn't influenced by a top aide who investigated the incident. Defense attorneys for Staff Sergeant Frank Woodrich argue the Marine Corps should drop charges linked to the killings in 2005 because of undue command influence in the case. Woodrich and his squad are accused of killing 24 men, women, and children after a roadside bomb killed a Marine and wounded two others. Woodrich argues he was working within the military's rules of engagement. Courtroom appearances for high-ranking officers are rare for the military, but not unprecedented. Mattis was also on the stand in 2008 during the trial of Colonel Jeffrey Chesani. He was acquitted of charges linked to the investigation of the Haditha incident. For NPR News, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
Google employees in China are watching for what the government there will do next after Google shut down its China Internet search operation rather than censor it. Google is redirecting Chinese users to its uncensored Hong Kong site. China angrily says the decisions are totally wrong. There are some reports that China is already filtering and in some cases blocking access to the Hong Kong Google site. Google's decision does carry risks, including losing market share to Chinese search engine leader Baidu and to others. A realty group says sales of existing homes fell for a third straight month in February. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.